Hello friends, my name is Professor Rahul Shah and today we will be seeing a subject known as Investment Management 1. Now in this subject, you are going to learn a lot of concepts about what is investment, how investment functions and focuses upon the business requirement. This subject, Investment Management, will give you a brief idea and understanding about a lot of questions that crops up your mind at the time when you do investment. Like many questions comes to our mind is that should we invest, should we not invest, is our money safe or are our money where we are going to invest, will it give some returns to us or will it have capital appreciation or not. Lot of questions as an individual we would have in our mind. Also what happens as a lay person, we do not know many investment tools. If I have to ask you, yes Akash, you are sitting here, can you tell me how many investment, different types of investment avenues you would knew? Yes, if I have to count, some of you will name 4 or 5 investment tools. But trust me, in this subject, we will be learning not only investment regular tools, but many, many more tools, which is going to be based on the parameters of risk and return. I believe everyone understands what do you mean by risk and return. There is a huge combination, or there is a very, comprehensive combination between risk and return. There is usually like the combination between risk and return generates 4 different options. Like we have got high risk, high return, then we have got low risk, low return, then we have got low risk, high return, and then we have got high risk, low return. So there are so many different combinations and options available to an individual. So from that, which is the best opportunity or which is the best alternative available is what if I have to identify and if I have to find out, I can do so with learning something known as different tools of investment. So in this subject, we will be learning what is investment and how do we manage our investment. Trust me friends, investment has got different meaning for different kinds of people. When we talk about investment related to finance, it means that we are talking about investment doing in something like shares or debentures or different kinds of tools. When we talk about investment in economy, then it is something with regards to exports and imports. When we talk about investment in, say for example, in a relationship, it means giving more and more time to each other so that you can build up a good relationship. So investment have got different perceptions and different fundamentals in a particular situation. In this subject of Investment Management 1, we will be seeing mostly focusing on investment on with regards to finance. So this subject is going to be more revolving around something known as investment, what a person, company, organization, individual, me and you, we can invest. So in this part, we'll be learning how do we invest, and not only how do we invest, but how can we manage our investment. As the name suggests, investment is something with regards to putting funds, and management is how do we manage our funds. Managing the funds is altogether a very, very critical task, which everyone who are listening to my lecture would be knowing it very clearly. Like for you example, yes Akash, when I told you a little while ago, like what will you invest or what different kinds of investment avenues you know, you told me some investment avenues like shares, debentures, very good. But when it comes to investment management, what is the toughest task? The toughest task is in investment management is how do I manage my investment? No one has got, which is known as abundance amount of resources, and I have got very, very scarce investment tools. But it is the other way around. We have got scarce amount of money, and we have got abundance amount of investment tools available. So which is the best tool, which is the right tool available on in which I can invest, is altogether a very, very important and a very, very critical challenge. In this chapter or in this subject particularly, I'll explain you how to do investment and what are the parameters as an individual we should keep in mind. This subject is not only for individuals, it can be also for a family, a group, individual, organization. All these parameters can be taken into consideration, or all these profile of customers can be taken into consideration when you learn this subject known as investment. This subject of investment management is divided into different parts. We have got part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4, part 5, part 6, part 7 and part 8. So we have got 8 parts under which this subject of investment management is going to be designed beautifully. We will be seeing part 1, and in that we have got different chapters. So as per the part, as and when it will go ahead with different chapters, we will be gaining more and more understanding and knowledge about what is investment and what are different tools available and etc. etc. things. Now, before I start and explain you chapter number 1, I would like to give you one exercise. What is the exercise you are all supposed to do? There's a small exercise is that if you are having 5 lakh rupees in your account or you have got 5 lakh rupees cash with you, quickly make a note of approximately 5 to 7 investment tools which you can think about. I repeat once again my question. Say for example, you are availed with 5 to 7 lakh rupees with you yourself. Now what my exercise for you all is that quickly make a note with a book and a pen that what are different types of investment avenues you have got to know, and make a list of it. Now someone will say, for example, sir, I've got shares, and I've got shares of in India like companies like Reliance, shares in India in companies like Infosys. That is basically one concept only. Shares is one group of investment avenue or tool. Similarly, make a list of 5 or 7 different types of tools available. In this subject, we will see those kind of different tools, and we will have a clear and a better understanding what are those tools and how exactly it will go ahead. We will also see in this subject the tools and how these tools can be beautifully used for managing your funds. See, trust me, it is not just that earning is very difficult. Earning is very easy for everyone, for me, for you, for everyone. But the toughest task is to manage that earnings. Now, if you have mastered that art of managing the earnings, what you are doing, then trust me, friends, you are for a party, as you are going to not only make money but also use this money as per your luxurious life what you want. So if you want to have a luxurious life, want to make sure you earn good money, want to make sure that you have got to earn more with the time you spend with your life, then friends, this is the subject which can offer you that particular part. Let us now go and check out what we are going to study in this part, particularly in investment management part 1. This is the objective for this particular part. The objective is, in this part, we will be understanding different types of shares that one can invest, then different classification of shares, then we will be seeing why everyone can invest in shares, or rather, why should one invest in shares, and with regards to that, both these parameters will be taken into consideration. So I repeat once again, in this part 1, you will be learning about something known as different types of shares, what are different classification of shares, everyone can invest in shares or not, or why should one invest in shares or not, and for this, why should one invest in shares in the basic and the best possible manner. So we will be seeing all these things in detail. So to make it very simpler, this particular part, let me go ahead and explain you chapter wise what this concept is. Chapter number 1, shares for investment. As I told you earlier, when it comes to investment, the first thing which any lay person would understand and would easily recollect is what? Correct, Pooja, what you have said. It is shares. When we talk about investment, the first thing that hits our mind is shares. You know why the shares hits our mind very first? It's simple, Pooja, because, Pooja, it is very simple. You know, I'll tell you, because we have been exposed to shares so very, very dramatically from different mediums that it has registered in our mind that shares is something which is very, very, very phenomenal, important. So shares is the first thing which a person thinks to invest. But is that the only thing we should invest or not? We will discuss and decide at the end of this subject. So let us now, for time being, go ahead and understand what is shares as a concept for investment. Yes, can someone tell me what do you mean by share? Yes, Akshay, can you tell me? Yeah, Kunal, can you tell me? What do you mean by shares? Yes, come again, Kunal. Very good. Okay, I want somebody else to also contribute. Vatsal, can you tell me what do you mean by shares? Great. I have got 3 good responses. But if someone asks me what do you mean by share, I would say that share is something known as part of being owner of that company is known as share. Let us go and see what exactly the share meaning is. Now, shares for investment have got different parts. We have got shares like ordinary and preference shares, and we also have cumulative and convertible preference shares. So, going now in depth of different kinds of shares and what exactly this shares for investment is, we have got ordinary and preference shares, and based on this, we will see how investment can be done. Now, what is a share? As I told you earlier, as someone asks me, what do you mean by sir shares? I would say that share is something where I am going to be owning a part of that company because I am going to invest that much amount of funds in my business. Very good. Let us go across this slide and let me help you to understand what do we mean by the term share. What is a share? A share represents ownership in the assets of the company. A shareholder is entitled to a portion of company's profits. This portion can be increased or decreased by buying or selling of shares, and companies are required to keep shareholders informed about company's progress. This is the basic understanding of what do we mean by term share as written in the books or as given on the slide. But as far as shares is concerned, friends, let me tell you one important concept, that share is something which makes you owner for that particular business. If you own one share also, you are owner of that company. You are owner of that part of money what you have invested in the company. Whatever money when we invest in the company in form of buying the shares, this money is going to be utilized for buying the assets of the company. And that is why it is said that a share represents ownership in assets of the company. I'll repeat once again what I have said, friends. I said that a share means that whenever a company or whenever a person, say for example, Keyur, you invest money in the company, say for example, 10,000 rupees. When you invest 10,000 rupees, what does company do with that 10,000 rupees? With that 10,000 rupees as share capital, when we invest in the business and buys the shares, this money company uses to buy the assets. It may be fixed assets, it may be current assets, or it may be investment. Any kind of assets, whatever company is going to make is basically termed as assets. Now, this is where the ownership in the assets of the company is going to be focusing upon, or ownership of the assets of the company is going to be properly designed. That is why a share represents ownership in the assets of the company. It also shows that as a shareholder, you are entitled to some amount of returns. Then this portion can be increased or decreased also depending upon how the company has performed. And finally, company has to make sure that he or company informs to you as a shareholder at regular intervals how the company's progresses, how company is performing in the market, and how company has been able to live up to its expectation or not as far as the shareholder is concerned. So this is basically in nutshell what do we mean by word share. Let us go ahead and see what also we mean by word share in detail. Share is where company's memorandum and articles of association determine total authorized share capital. I believe since it is the period where you would be understanding what do you mean by authorized capital, what do you mean by the issued capital and paid up capital. So, all these things, that is shares related activities, is written in a document, and that document is known as what? Correct, Pooja, what you have said. It is articles of association and memorandum of association. In the documents, we are having mentioned about what is the share and how much amount of money an investor has invested in that particular task. From this company can issue a part or total capital called as issued capital. From issued capital, company can call a part or full value of share for a payment. This value is called as paid up capital. In other words, what this slide basically tries to explain to you is that if as a company, if I want to issue shares, there has to be a document which is known as memorandum of association and articles of association which should be in place, which will give me authorization to issue enough amount of shares in the market. When company gives me authorization to issue enough amount of shares in the market, that particular capital is known as authorized capital. This is the maximum amount of money the company would allow me, the regulatory body who will allow me to basically issue in the market. The regulatory body in India who allows us to issue shares is known as SEBI, that is Securities Exchange Board of India. SEBI allows me to issue X amount of shares, that is termed as authorized capital. From authorized capital, company decides, say for example, issuing some part, and that part is known as issued capital. When the company issues, say for example, from authorized, the company was given by the SEBI is, say for example, 10 lakh shares. From 10 lakh, company issues in the market, say for example, 7 lakh shares. From 10 lakh, how much the company is issuing? 7 lakh shares. Very good. So that 7 lakh shares is known as what? Issued capital. From 7 lakh, company, if say for example, issues just 3 lakh shares, then it is called as what? Normal. They have issued, and for the 3 lakh, the people have subscribed to it. Now we have got one term known as paid up capital. There are different types of capital. We have got partly paid up capital and fully paid up capital. What do you mean by partly paid up capital or fully paid up capital? You know, friends, a share which comes up or is sold in the market, they have got a face value. Every share has got a face value. What is the face value? It means the basic value at which per unit a share would be sold in the market. Usually, shares are sold in the market at the rate of 10 rupees. There are four denominations for issuing shares in the market. It can be for 1 rupee, 2 rupee, 5 rupee or 10 rupees. So these are different value available for which the shares would be issued in the market. That is basically known as denominations. These denominations can be of 1 rupee, it can be of 2 rupee, it can be of 5 rupee or it can be of 10 rupee. Very good, superb. Akanksha, now what, as you have said that we have got 10 rupees, from this 10 rupee per share, company calls for that. You remember I had told you 3 lakh shares, which the company had got authorized capital of 10 lakh. From 10 lakh, we have got 7.5 lakh. What the company is issuing now, is basically going to be issuing now, that is from 10 lakh, 7 lakh is the permission available. They are going to issue in the market. From 7 lakh, when they are issuing in the market, they call for 7 lakh into 10. 10 is the face value. So from instead of 10, they call only for 4 rupees per share. This 4 rupees per share is known as a part. And if they call for 7 lakh multiplied by 10 rupees per share from the market, from the investors, then it is known as paid up capital. So there are different parts available or different kinds of concepts available which will help the companies to raise the money and invest accordingly in that manner. So, but before investment, we should know the basic concepts. So this is where we need to understand what is a share. As we have seen earlier also, share is basically a part of money invested by the shareholder in the business. For the investment, the shareholder should basically earn dividends in form of returns. These earnings can increase or can decrease also depending upon the performance of the business. Very true. For issuing these shares, there has to be an important book or important kind of information available in a book, and that book is known as what? Either Memorandum of Association or Articles of Association. With that issuing, when the company has got the authorized capital of issuing X amount of shares, from that company issues little lesser, then it is known as issued capital. From issued capital, people will subscribe to it. And that subscribed can, when the people subscribe to it, it is known as subscribed capital. This subscription, what the people will make, it depends upon paid up capital or partly paid up capital. Paid up capital means what? That the face value, it will the investor give full 10 rupees as the face value of the share is, or will it give lesser than 10 rupees as per the requirement of the company? So this is basically what is termed as share in detail. We have got different forms of shares. The first form of share is known as ordinary or equity shares. The second form of share is known as preference shares. So first is known as ordinary or equity shares. Why it is known as ordinary? It is known as ordinary because it is very general. So ordinary or equity shares are issued normally with a face value of rupees 10. This is what I was telling you in the earlier slide, that the face value of a share is rupees 10. From 10, if the company is asking to subscribe, say for example, 5 rupees or 6 rupees from the market, then it is known as partly paid up. And if whole 10 rupees is subscribed or whole 10 rupees is being asked by the company to be paid by the investor, then it is known as paid up equity share capital. I hope you all are following, right? Shall we go ahead? You all are understanding? Great, super. That's the spirit. Let's go ahead and see. We have got equity shares which are issued normally with what? Face value. And there are four denominations of face value. We have got 1 rupee in India, 2 rupee, 5 rupee and 10 rupees. Then to make their market price affordable, companies like Unilever have reduced face value to rupee 1 each. So face value usually is 10 rupees because it is very logical that companies would not usually issue at 1, 2, 5 or 10. But when the price of the shares in the stock market goes very skyrocketing, then at that time a company like Hindustan Unilever Limited, which is a very famous company, in short it is known as HUL, this company reduced its face value from 10 rupee to 1 rupee. Equity shareholders are real owners of the company in ratio of their shareholding to the total paid up capital. So equity shareholders, say for example, Vatsal, you have invested money in the company. So when you invest money in the company, you become what, you know, Vatsal, you become the shareholder of the company, you become the owner of the company because you have invested money in the company. How much owner you will become? That much amount of owner you will become, that much amount of money you have invested in the business. If you invest more amount, you will be a larger portion of the owner. If you have invested less amount, you will be owner for a lesser part of the amount in the business. That's great. I hope everyone has understood so far. Great, superb. Let us now also go and see that the equity shareholders have got right to vote on resolutions placed by the board of directors and receive their share in profits through dividends declared. So we all know that if you are an equity shareholder, you have got the right to vote. Why do we have a right to vote? Because we are the owners. If we are the owners, we have got right to vote. But we would not always have got the right to vote for all the decisions. Some decisions we allow to be taken by the board of directors. Who are board of directors? Board of directors are a group of people whom we appoint and make them or allow them to run the business. So we appoint them and they take the decisions. But there are certain major issues for which they would need to take our permission because we are the shareholders of the company. So at those times, we become the decision makers, or our decisions, the whole business would be dependent. So when we are going to use this particular power, when we have got the right to vote, it will depend upon that the board of directors can take particular decision or will not be allowed to take a particular decision. In case the company is liquidated, they share the remains of the proceeds after our creditors are paid off. So in case the company winds up, company goes into liquidation process where the company is going to go into lock and key, they are going to just sell off its everything. Then during those times when the company is going for liquidation, wherein it means that company is going to be sold off, it has divested. So when company sells off the business and whatever money the company receives, this money will be first paid to the creditors and then only finally the remaining balance amount will be paid to whom? Absolutely correct. It will be paid to the shareholders. They stand to lose if all proceeds are spent in meeting claims of creditors and there is no balance left. It may also happen that company sold all the assets, company sold its business to somebody else for 50 lakh rupees. And this 50 lakh is what we are supposed to pay to the creditors. So we paid off to the creditors and then what we as owners will get? We'll get nothing. We'll get zero. Why? Because first, the shareholders or the owners' responsibility is to take care of the creditors. So once the creditors has been paid off, then finally what is going to happen? Then only finally, very good, Akshay, what you have said, then finally only we will not get anything if all the money what the company has earned has been paid to the creditors. Very good, then finally we'll get nothing because all the money what we were going to earn and what we were going to get, we would have received only if and only if we had paid our claims to the creditors. Very good, superb. Let us now go and see the second part of the shares. We have got the second type of share is known as preference shares. I hope everyone is clear with ordinary shares. Great, superb. So we have got preference shares. These shares are not frequently used these days. Preference shares are not frequently used these days. Yes, can someone tell me why preference shares are not frequently used these days? Yes, why? Because, very good. Oh, wow, superb, Akanksha, what you have said. Preference shares are not properly used because as per information given by Akanksha also, that when preference shares are issued, they carry a fixed rate of dividend. Wow, Akanksha. Everyone has to give a good applause to Akanksha. Very good, Akanksha. What you have said is absolutely correct. What happens is that when preference shares are issued, you are guaranteed or you are given a fixed rate of dividend. Whereas in shares, you are having the benefit of price fluctuations. Sometimes company may make more profit because of which the share market prices rise. And when you are going to sell the shares, you may get profit at that particular price. Also, the dividends can be more or less depending upon you have invested in the equity shares or preferences. If you are invested in preferences, you will get a fixed rate of dividend. Whereas when you invest in equity shares, your profits or losses would depend on what, how the business is functioning in the market. Great. So they carry a fixed rate of dividends, as I told you, and a preferential treatment at the time of distribution of assets on liquidation of the company. So when company will go into liquidation also, the first money will be paid to whom? Very good. That is the creditors. Then it will be paid to whom? Very good. It will be paid to the preference shareholders. And then finally, it will be paid to the, very good, equity shareholders, also known as what? Ordinary shareholders. Very good. They do not have right to vote on resolutions placed by the board of directors and decide the company policy. So they do not have the right to vote also, because they are having a preference over the equity shareholders. And since they are having the preference over the equity shareholders, and hence they are not allowed to right to vote. But there is one section under the Companies Act. There is one section under Section 87. If the rights of preference shareholders are affected, I repeat, if the rights of preference shareholders are affected, then they have got the right to vote. Otherwise, they never have got the right to vote. So this is what is basically preference share concept all about. We also have a new type of concept known as cumulative convertible preference shares. These shares are relatively new and were introduced in 1985-86. They carry a fixed rate of dividends, and if the company fails to make profits in a particular year, the right to dividend continues and dividend due is accumulated for payment later. Now, what exactly I have read for you all in the slide is this concept, that is, which is known as cumulative convertible preference shares. Now, cumulative convertible preference shares are those preference shares in which the company promises that they are going to pay dividends to the preference shareholder. But in case, sometimes it may happen that company has got no enough amount of funds, so they will not give the dividends to the preference shareholder. Whereas we know that preference shareholder concept means what? It is compulsory but not mandatory. It is compulsory that I am supposed to pay dividends to you, but not mandatory to pay this year. I can pay it after 2-3 years when I have collected enough amount of money. So when such kind of preference share is issued, where the company has got the flexibility of paying the dividends later, after a couple of years or 2-3 years or later also, that kind of dividend is known as what? Cumulative preference shares, where the preference share will get accumulated, collected to be paid little later. Very good, absolutely correct. This kind of shares are preference shares are known as what? Cumulative convertible preference shares. And convertible preference shares means what? On a particular day, these shares will get converted into what? Equity shares. That is known as convertible preference shares. But as far as cumulative preference shares means what? The dividends will get collected and will be paid later. Great, superb, great going. Additionally, remember that when they are converted into equity shares at maturity, when this convertible preference shares will get converted into equity shares, this money what the company generates by issuing cumulative convertible preference shares, this money is used to finance new projects, expansion or diversification of the business, modernization of the business, and sometimes company when they require additional working capital also would use this kind of funds. So in overall, there is a brief understanding what I have shared with you all in few slides, what exactly the preference shares is all about. Now, when we have got preference shares, or basically shares for everyone, when we have seen in this particular part, we have got different types of shares. As I told you, I'm just revising what we have seen so far. For shares for everyone comprises of four different levels. We saw ordinary shares, then we saw basically preference shares, then we saw something known as cumulative preference shares, and we also saw convertible preference shares. So to overall sum up what these shares is going to be, that it means that shares for everyone comprises of few different concepts. First is equity or ordinary shares, which is for everyone, where you invest and you become the owner for the amount of money you have invested. But when it comes to preference shares, you have got the preference on the earnings. When it comes to cumulative preference shares, it means what? The dividends will be collected and would be paid later. And when it comes to convertible preference shares, it means what? On a given maturity date, these preference shares will get converted into equity shares. All these different types of shares are available in the market for you to invest. Trust me, preference shares are not very popular as compared to equity shares, simply because preference shares gives you a fixed return. whereas the equity shares give you fluctuating returns. Equity shares might give you returns for approximately 20 to 25% when invested in a good company, whereas preference shares, be it a very good company or a very bad company or any kind of company, they will give you fixed returns, maybe for example 10% to 12%. So considering the returns also, a person of a risk appetite nature would go for equity shares more aggressively as compared to preference shares. I hope you all have understood this chapter very clearly in your mind, which is basically a base for understanding what are different types of shares and how are these shares basically classified. This is what basically this chapter needs to be understood. That's all from my side. Thank you.